Jovan Namgat Tatanya and the Sinjin Tamji the Sundu Zopa Sanji the Kombat with Jubasa. The Eke do Jambon Lodin Page in the Tava Nam in La Tava Nam in La Tosan Bonson December Jonia, the Samba Sanji Joseph took you a month of Sunday. Tava Nam in the Tava Chapter do Sumba Risha.
Listening to the teachings, we generate the thought on bodhicitta, the mind of awakening. And that is that one will bring to the level of Buddhahood a number of sentient beings, infinite as the sky is in its extent. And in order to do that, one will practice energetically. Listening, reflecting, and meditating on the chapter from the Treasury of Knowledge called Gaining Certainty About the View.
Danda inke la sarpa jogare, chik sarpa yore, yangi yangdo duna, ini chik la sina yore, chik la nipa yore. Chik singi lape chik la yangi yangdo duna.
So this section 3 of chapter 7 has been translated into English newly for the first time. And so if we chant this again and again and again in English, then the blessings of within the text will sort of transfer to the words and the language, the English language itself will become blessed or appropriate for Dharma.
Then you take the young and young don't come so not take the two patan gabu yoga, maybe you have a time, right? Take out the tickless enough sugar.
So then after you've chanted in English for a long time, then these words obtain a blessing and in listening to the words in English, that will inspire us, and it will make us happy and be inspired, and that's a sign then that the actual blessing has entered into the language.
Tene ya tava nami de dorje thekpa nyam se lemba layam karchembure tava nami de apuchi na. Because the Tava Jamba Mambutin, you are the Dorje Tikutawa Hitogre.
So
Dorje Tikutawa Samu Hitogre, Dorje Tikutawa Samu Hina, Dorje Tipa, the Lam Samu Tanya Bucha, Dorje Tikutawa Mahina Samu Tanya Bukan.
So this chapter on gaining certainty about the views is also beneficial for Vajrayana practice. It's important for this practice as well. There are different kinds of progressive stages of the view, and they are also important for the Vajrayana. If one knows them well, if one knows the profound view well, then it will be beneficial to the Vajrayana practice, and will be able to practice well within the Vajrayana, and that path then will become swift and profound. But without the basis of the background of this view, studies of the different progressive stages of the view, then that profundity and swiftness will not arise.
Ne dorje tebe lola tava rimjoke doso yure tava rimjoke wondo sena tambo tumonga tava kanza da me pachi. Tene da me pati tendo zunze ni donge te konani semzanje tava chi. Tendo, Todo, Tene, Quantage, Chutam, the Rangan Moon, Madrapa Tongba Chamber Yichiba, Omaran Yichitavaki Tene Tongba Legend Deba Tungben Zidang Legend Deba Tene Truba, Truben Tatamje than Jarwa Truba Tatamje than Jarhin Ranga Tudaji Killing Legend Deba, Tanjurjitavaki Tene Tongjang Dam, Tudra Tsanglin Deba, Tene Semjinelo Weser, Sentinel of Wesseram, in the Ripa year, maybe Yin don't tower. Hina Tene Dorji Tibetawa, Saja Chamber, the Zoba Chamber, Hisabe, Tini Keda Chamber to Zoo, Hide Lavichar. Saja Chamber, the Zoba Chamber Tower, Hina, Tene Dorji Tibetawa. Tiram Junzin Karasena, Tawa to Su Muma Rak, Muma Muma Rak, but the summer summer travel in the center. Rapa Mundo Mahina, Tavahi Kale Kabore. Then it Tarak Rambaju Imbesena, Tavarim Jukte, Karchimure. Mama Jagger to Dorji Tipan, Tarbukaps, and so would Tavarim Juk Jungure. Jagger Jukapa to Tutsu, then Mantiava, Tavarim Juku Luxortere, to Kapa to Tutsu Nampalatena, Mantiava, Partiava, Mantiava, Tavarim Juk.
So the view then is important for the Vajrayana, and one can begin with starting with the less subtle views, the more coarse views, and it builds up into increasingly subtle views. So the first level then is that that deals with the Sravaka level, and there the emphasis is on the lack of a self in the individual, the no self of the individual. And then on the basis of that is built the second level of the view, which is that of the Chittamatra or the Yogacara school. And that is the view focuses on the actual nature, which is empty of the two types of self, the two types of clinging to perceived and perceiver. Then on the basis of that, the third view comes, and that is the view of the Svatantrika school, and that their view is summarized by the great or the vast emptiness, which is understood as meaning that all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are not existent through having some kind of self-nature. So the phenomena of samsara and nirvana do not exist through having some essential self-nature. Then on the basis of that comes the fourth level of the view, which is a view of the Prasangika school, the Rangtong school, and that passes beyond or transcends the view of emptiness alone. And it focuses on the fact that the ultimate, or emptiness, is free of all kinds of elaborated extremes. All kinds of mental elaborations are not present within within emptiness, according to the understanding of this school. And on the fifth level, then, one comes to the Shentong view, and there, it is not mere emptiness, nor is it a mere freedom of mental elaborations, but the Shentong view posits as the ultimate a true nature of the mind, which is luminous, or which is awareness, spaciousness, or the great expanse, and awareness inseparable. So one progresses through these five different stages of the view, and then one comes to the view of Mahamudra or Mahasandhi, and they then are based on understanding these earlier views. And if one understands the views of the Mahamudra and the Mahasandhi, then it is easy to understand the view of the Vajrayana. So it's a progression that starts out from a coarser or less subtle point of view to an increasingly subtle level. And within India, as well, within the Buddhism in India as well, even among the Vajrayana practitioners, this progressive stages of the view was very important. Both the scholars and the practitioners worked with it.
Tene Gomba Remjo, Gomba Remjo Chote, Tava Remjo Zona, Tava Lobjong Zoku, Remba Gorindo. That Gomba Remjuk the Tava Mango Lobjong Gomba Remjuk. Pena Ni into Tepe Timongitaba, Duse Mata Padam, Korba Dongaji Rangin to Gomba Ne, Gotson Gonguire. Duse Mata Bamayin, Korba Donga Mayina, also two yams of Lingo Pijimsin Kaya Yamare. Duse Mata Padam, Korba Dongaji Rangin in the Senna. Tene Mata Pata Donga Yitin Yamare, Yimbo Mabesena. Tene Tarpa Dogu. Tarpa Dropa said the Mata Padam. दो मरवाता रंग द गिंज ल मतांग पर रंगिन तो गोंबा ने थमोंग तो नीति लो तेक्वा चेंबे लोला सांबा निंगे सन जोग जे सेन जे गोमरेम तां दोरजे तेक्वे लोला तेने लाता चिन कोर जे गोमरेम जे पार दर बे मे पा द जे दे गोमिया योरे तो सो तां जे सो देने गोंबा रंग जोग रे गोंबा रंग जोग तेला तेने Tava Samo Maki Nayan Gombar and Juzo Chule. Jiransu Zoda, Yumudugutota, Tambo Matapaku, Matapa Imbisena, Domavago, Domava Imbisena, Tene, and Tanda, Tarpa Rukudo, Tene, Domarbe Simjin, Samba Gum, Ninji Gum, and Tene, Domarbe Simjin, Jeton, the Mat Sanji Gomba Dumi, Samba Sanju, the same Gum, Tene, Rebe, Rebe, Tene. Lala Yadam Lala Tepa in the Lata Jinko Goma. You gom to go with it, make part and cheaper gom, Jimba than cheaper gom, make by yep gom. They gomba and Joseph. Kayam Mazepa Lamsam Lata Jinko Goma, never yoma.
So that was the progressive stages of the view. And there's also another series of progressive stages which deal with meditation. And you don't have to meditate on the profound view in order to do this, but you enter right into the meditation. The first level of it deals with the Sravagayana. And there, you meditate on the impermanence of all conditioned things and on the fact that samsara has the very nature of suffering. If this weren't true, if it weren't true that all phenomena, all conditioned phenomena or composed phenomena are impermanent and that samsara is nothing but suffering, then there wouldn't be any need to practice, there'd be no need to seek to attain liberation. So, in order to obtain liberation, the motivation to obtain, or to how one works towards in moving towards liberation on these progressive stages of meditation, is first you meditate on the impermanence of the various phenomena, and then on the pain or the anguish, the suffering that exists. And then one meditates on the body of oneself and others as being unclean or impure. Then in the Mahayana, the focus of the meditation is on compassion. And one seeks to develop the mind of awakens to enlightenment. And to attain the level of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. And then within the Vajrayana, the way of meditating is through meditating with a focus, and that focus is the deities and their mandalas. So when one follows these three stages of progressive meditation, it's not necessary to know the profound subtleties of the view, but first you begin with the Sravakayana view, which says you should try this and see if it works. So you begin with the Sravakayana, meditating on the impermanence of all compounded phenomena and on the suffering and anguish and pain that exists within samsara. And then you move from there to meditating on the Vajrayana, excuse me, the Maitrayana, where The focus is on compassion and attaining enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. And then you move into the Vajrayana, where the focus is on the meditation of the deities and their mandalas. So if you seek, however, to jump straight into the Vajrayana without first meditating on the two other vehicles first, there will be no power or strength to your meditation.
Gomchur tezo tamte tirtan nanchur ten nechur niyore nacho nanchur lantur pa ten nechur lantur pa niyore nanchur lantur pa nechur lantur pa niyore bese na gomchur ni gomchur pene nacho malantur na malam tisuru jizubda teru rizal la denbar kemba ten nanchur lantur pa nechur lantur pa te zubda teru la mikpe rang sem rang ngo maki pa sem rang nelo maki pa mungba niyore Nāṅsā śrīrti yorla mūṅba tāṅ, nēcār sēmdi mūla mūṅba nī yorvare. Mūṅba nī te dōpa che dō gōṅsā nī gōg yorvare. Dōrchi tīpa lōla mūlāṅca nāñcū lāyāṅ yorvare. Te kīnta tīne ngācū sācū dōpa lā, nāṅsā lā kīnta nṛpa chīktaṅ, nēlōṅ tātok mātōpa mūṅba jī nī yorvare. Tānta lūm dāndāṅ kōvā dōngā dō gōmbā nē, lū mācāmbā gōmbā nē, lā dā jīngur gōmbā pārdō, yēp dāng kādō yōpā, zōp dā nāmbā yōpā gōm yōpā, tā sū tām jī, nāñcōr lā, trūpā tē dōpā chē dō gōm jā pārē, nāñcōr lā trūpā tē kā, nāñcōr lā trūpā tē jūrvā jūrvā yō Jurga yore. Te jurga chorte yabu hi gogore. Jur chorte la nihi che gogore. Nihi che na rinpe rinpe jorto gore. Te kanyang maki bache gomna. Te ne la, ne la rogo maare, ne la ming maare.
So there are two different focuses or methods of meditating. Because there are two different modes. One is the mode in which things appear, in which phenomena appear, and another is the mode of their being, of their actual nature. So because there is this mode of appearing and this mode of being, then there are two types or two kinds of meditation that are necessary. So in the first one, dealing with the mode of appearing, if one takes the example of dreams, then there are various objects that appear within the dream, the objects of the senses, the form, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile objects, and so forth. And so when one doesn't realize their true nature, then one grasps onto them as truly existent, and one doesn't recognize the dream. And then the other way of being deluded is that one doesn't know the essential true nature of the mind. So in order to clear away these two kinds of delusions or confusions, there are two different kinds of meditation, and within the Vajrayana, one also has dream yoga that helps with this. So if one is going to accomplish Mahamudra, then one has to get rid of one's darkness or one's confusion about the way things appear, and one has to perfect one's understanding of the true nature of things. So in order to do this, there is a progression of meditative stages. As Rinpoche mentioned before, one begins with the Sravakayana, meditating on impermanence and the imperfections of the body. And one moves through the Mahayana into the Vajrayana, where one meditates on deities that have color and shape and so forth. And these then are to eliminate the delusions that have to do with the way things appear. appearing phenomena. So these delusions One can't get rid of them immediately in one instant, sort of in one blow. You can't eliminate them. So there are these stages, and through each stage, one's delusion is transformed into an increasingly subtle level. And so one has then to generate a certitude that the way things move along, that the delusions are transformed into subtle, increasingly subtle level. And if one then has this certitude that this is the way one's meditation will go, then one will arrive at the key point, at the right place. But without it, it's very difficult to get there.
Then, doctor, check Judy Ram, Jubre, Judy La, Dorje Tepel, Saju, Juju, Nanjur, Lami, Jugere, Lami, Yabo, Lami, Namba Yele, Tene, Tambo, Saju, Jinyamis, Tene, Juju, Yamis, Tene, Nanjur, Jinyamis, Tene, Malami, Yamis, and a Judy Ram, Joseph. Rama Jagarta, Judy Ram, Jubte, Yapo Yori.
So there are many ways of entering into or engaging in these progressive stages of meditation. And one is, for example, the four classes of yoga, beginning with the Kriya, and then moving to the Charya, and then to the Yoga, and then to the Anuttara Tantra, Anuttara Yoga, So those are the four stages, and one begins by first practicing Kriya Yoga, and one practices Charya Yoga, and then one practices the Yoga of Yoga, and then one practices
my Yoga.
And then one practices
the Charya. Then Saju Juju La Pe Tu.
So when one's practicing, and to look at these different kinds of yoga, the first kind of yoga then is the Kriya Yoga, and that has to do with a lot of washing and a lot of cleanliness. That's its main focus. For example, you have to wash three times a day, and so forth. So the person who's going to practice this kind of yoga needs a great deal of energy in order to do all of these practices. Just to go back to the first one, it also deals with the Charya Yoga as well, Kriya and Charya.
Let me say something.
So the first one that deals with washing and cleanliness, that applies both to
Kriya
and Chaya. Washing, give us any Washington, Ardiki, Sol.
Gingsen na chwe son, nien son jya goya te jaga chepa tsawo do ti chwe son. Sa trangamu na chwe son, nien son jya na kita kele ke pura. Jaga chepa tsawo re ti chwe son jya goya. Chepa tsawo yasi nye nye chwe. Dienya lomba ala ta go gudu.
What we're joking about is that I asked him, well, this tradition of washing and cleanliness and so forth, I asked him if that had spread into Tibet. And he said, well, he said, in a cold country, you know, it's kind of difficult to do this, whereas probably in India, you know, where it's very hot and it's okay, you know, it's nice to kind of wash your body 3 times a day. So that's probably why it's developed there and it's practiced before. So that washing and cleanliness deals with the first two types, the Kriya and the Charya. Then when you get to the Anuttara yoga, which is the fourth type, Naujurya Layanga Manameva Mata. Naujurya.
Naujurya Manameva. Lamido. It is. Somebody gets on. Somebody is a man that way. Sanda tears go with the chamber go with you.
So then the next one, the yoga, the third one, that has it's kind of in the middle of the first two practices and the last practice of Anuyoga.
Anuyoga.
So there's a little, you focus a little bit on cleanliness, but it's not emphasized too much. And then the fourth yoga, when one arrives at that point, then one needs to transcend the concepts that are engaged, that, let's say, take things to be clean or dirty. One needs to move beyond having that kind of conceptual duality of cleanliness and dirtiness. So if one is still caught within that kind of dual perception, then it's very difficult to practice this kind of yoga.
Saju Juju le Samu Yere, Vini Le Tambo, Yang Ketam, Yamso Len, Lang Le Lavu Yere.
Tawa
Samu Le. Tawa Oma Le Samu Le. Tawa Oma Saju Juju le Samu Yere. Samu.
Samu.
Tawa.
So then, as Rinpoche mentioned before, the third type of yoga, it's accompanied by practices of washing and cleanliness, but it's not the main focus as it is with the earlier practices. The earlier practices also have a view connected with them. The Kriya and the Charya also have a profound view connected with it, but it's not as profound as the view of the two higher practices.
Mama bola tu tambo tarbo kapso. The Jyobaji Song is a real sambayo. The name Papa Jyobaji Song is a real. The name Papa La Sandra Mundo, Sundi Chembo Mundo, Saji Jiji Yamsulan to Samundo. Young Namdo Chembodo, Lami Yang Yamsulan to Samundo. Papa so Saji Nanjo Jiji the Pinto Chess and the Song to Luchi Sambati. They chew Tambo Tabu Katsuri. Jiso Yang Jolu Tambo Tenda was on.
So it seems that there's a saying of Atishas that said it was difficult for these four, the first, second, and the fourth kind of yoga practice to spread in Tibet because one, Tibetans weren't very much into washing and cleanliness, and also they had very strong concepts about things. So the first two were difficult for them, and the fourth one was difficult. So that's why the third one, it seemed that that was the most beneficial for the Tibetans to practice.
Kandesong. Lame Jesong.
Lame Song.
Kandesong.
The Namtok.
Tantok and Nato, Namto, Tundu, Topara Kundu, Tini, Lami, Yang, and Nizo to some.
That's
what tissue. Thank you, Tantidis.
Oh, and oh, excuse me, and this was, however, was only in the beginning when the Dharma first arrived in Tibet.
True Tambo Taro Capsutin, Jesus and Pay Namto Jubuire. Zambling Matamte Namto Jubuire, Papa Yang Namto Jubuire.
This was only the beginning that that the concepts were so powerful that it made it difficult for Tibetans to practice the highest kinds of yoga. Over time with the practice, as concepts of everybody in the world changes, the Tibetans' concepts also changed over time, so they were able to do this higher practice.
Then Tanda Purpa to Taban Toshi Lagagre, Yudin Toshi Lagagre, Lami Yajaki Soma.
So now, however, the Tibetans only like the highest of the yogas, the Anuttara Yoga. They're not so interested in the three lower yogas these days.
This and the Tini, Tanta, Sejala, Dorje Tepa, Sabatar, the Caps of Tinik, and they go to the Pakistan music.
And that's why now that the Vajrayana is spreading to other countries, it's important to examine, to look carefully, investigate, and see what is the best kind of practice for people.
Then the purpose of Talo Jata Mambuni Chuta said that Chupa Ning Bacha Sutata gave Tango.
In Tibet, Dharma's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years, and so they're very familiar with the Dharma, and one doesn't have to examine it, so
Tene jisu pola tanda ngindrum bumbye ngindrum bumbye go ni tene ngindrum bumbye tan tene dorje tepe lukso yamne sepe lukso chungware te ngindrum bumbye go ni tan te dorje tepe yamne sepa te sajang choksa debyang latin te choksa debyang mwendo sang te song te tan te dorje tepe yamne sepe lukso chungware
sajang
The boom sheets are
named
in it. Do you take a new newspaper? Here, Sajang said, Tosa. Made out the Tosa. Jeremy and Tosa, so much. Come up with Samsung. That and he did Jacka can't Then it young said, they did young so
Dorsem,
Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Dorsem, Rang Sanju Dho.
Rang Sanju
Dho. Rang Sanju Chagli. That's almost a good thing. What is it? Sanju Dho, you need to take me on the knee, touch it, touch it, you go on the tennis, Sanju, then do it. 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 Then do it.
त्यसले ज्ञान सकिन्छ दिग्देव ज्ञान भने दिग्देव ज्ञान भन्ने
त्यही
जो गर
There was the custom of doing the four practices involving 100,000 repetitions. So before one entered into the Vajrayana practice, and through these four 100,000s, the four booms, that
four boom.
One
four boom.
One yeah. accumulated merit, and one purified one's self. So in Rinpoche expanded on what accumulation of merit, then as one does the mandala offering, one offers everything that one has and everything anyone else has, one makes that kind of offering, and in that way one accumulates merit. And then in practicing Vajrasattva, when doing Vajrasattva practice, one purifies oneself, and one purifies oneself by one imagines that the dutsi, the blessing, enters through one's head and washes through one's body and exits exits out, and in that way one becomes totally purified. And Rinpoche says that it's functions sort of in the same way that a toilet does. And that the water, you know, especially in the toilet right here, you know, where the tank is above there, and now the water's there. So the water flows down the tank and washes out and purifies everything. So those of you who've done this practice will be familiar with. And if not, you can understand from the example.
Chiksena jiran so dorje sabha gomde se te san chu chu chi tangwa te tanda labare te tin sigri na yon ti ne che bambu. Tingri. Dorje sabha gomde kap so tanda san chu chu chi tangwa dao re se labare wa te san chu chu chi tangwa son dao tin sigri te vinti khyar sigri. Te is tin na yon che bambu.
So then when you're doing dorje sabha practice, Vajrasattva practice, you may be sitting there and imagining the blessings entering through your crown chakra and so forth and flowing through your body. At that point, you might also remember Rinpoche's example of the toilet, but that's all right. It doesn't make any difference.
Then you stand up. Pillari, Dubde so, the Kangazogre, Tava Lobjunsu, Tava Remjo, Gomba Remjo, Jete Remjo, Tinin Hindu, Bavi Goni Yang, Joka Kanga, and Zogre. Kanga Tatanzo.
So here at Pulahari, the retreatants are involved in all these different stages of practice. They are studying the view, the progressive stages of view, the progressive stages of meditation. They are practicing the four different kinds of yoga, and they are also doing nundro, preliminary practices.
Tene tanda chitang tingsang de ture nikhe pa maso leka mangu yore ganga ke nindu bhagya tang tuga mare khake lo gepo gemu yina sadha tuga madu Kangba Lakpala Natha Yona Yang Satsi Tukumudu Kashi Yungi Lezi Mechembo Da Tendavu Yina Ngindo Tang Sambam Sardaya Tuzo Mudu Tini Tetsuwa Techu Nyamni Zo Kukundu Doji Tepa Nyamni Zo Kukundu Tepa Kirab Tsundu Yona Nyamni Zo Chukure Tetsu Tini Taba Ramjo Zawati Yakuri Sambayi Tumongdu Kanyi Sante Ma Mambuk Nyamni Zo Tukure
So in this 20th century, where we're all overworked, or we have lots of work to do, it's difficult to find the time to do these four different practices 100,000 times, or we might have gotten old and our body's not working the way it used to, or maybe we've been injured, maybe our leg is injured or our hands or something, so we're not able to do this practice. Or we might be a high government official with too much work and not having the time. So then in this case, one still has the opportunity to practice the Vajrayana because that depends on one's faith, on one's energy, one's joyous striving, and on one's prajna, one's superior knowledge. And given that that can be a basis for the Vajrayana practice, then this progressive stages of view is very important because many different people are able to practice it. Baba.
This is the Tava Nami De, then the Tava and Joker, Tava Tanti, the Tava and Aure, Tava Tanda, Tava Nami De Cartimbury. Tava Nunu, then the Deva Jamaica Jatimbury. Taki Goya Jimsin De, Tava and Aure the Cartos, Tava Nami Dachi. Murray, the Taja, the Juni Loni, don't go with us. Tele mansa doni. Yada juni ka changa, yada juni guba te sanjela, sen zambo sumcha doni, pezi zambo jechu yedi yere te suku yedi. De domna yada juni re, jota jota juni jengi. Disena changa yabudu. Tene yada juni re, lona yabudu. Tele mansa lona kase lona yabudu, bom lona yendi. Nido tante bom bom bogdua. Tentu dona yang ya tu. Tapi macam mana ya? Jatuh cuni tu. Tapi malah macam.
Ya. So therefore, gaining certainty about the view, the text that we were chanting at the beginning of the session is very important. It's the root of the fundament of all the different views. It's very short. It doesn't take long to chant. But the explanations that go along with it are vast. So it's a very wonderful text to have. And Rinpoche says we should read it 112 times. This is a very good number because the Buddha had 32 major characteristics and 80 minor characteristics. And if you add that all up, it comes to 112. Mm-hmm. So that's a very auspicious number. So it's good to read this 112 times, and if you want to, you can read it more than that. You can read it 100,000 times if you want, just like the different practices or the preliminaries.
Yeah.
So now we get to the topic for the day, which was the dual ornament of liberation, which Rinpoche has been discussing. And he's finished discussing the first four points, and so today he will discuss the fifth point, which is the result or the fruition, which is the perfected body of the Buddha.
Then the Deva Dzogchen Ji Ji Koye Domtse Rangyi Dradun Yewa Tang Namja Dangin Tsenye Tang Chepar Tang Na Dung Dung Ji Dzogchen Ji Ji Ko Dusho Sungwa.
So, it's on page 330 if anybody has the text with them. The root, the Domtse then says here, the points in relation to the perfected body of the Buddha can be summarized into six. And the six points are, one is true nature, two, the meaning of the term, three, the various divisions for the presentation. 5, provisional and definitive meaning. And 6, its characteristics or definition. So that's its true nature, the meaning of the terms, the various divisions, the presentation, provisional and definitive meaning, its characteristics or definition.
There is one. Take part. The dungeon and the terrain, tambour and yin to so he jumps in carre. Nimbatsu, Lodunzo, Tasson, Sapasu, don't then the depa, don't take the dudon, dudon detain the Lodunzo Gogre. The terrain, Sanin, Sapa, Nimba Kanga, Tumondo Yogasena, the name Teperchen.
So today, Mubuche will explain the first point. Its true nature, and that is because the older students here have already studied the Juroren of Liberation. They've studied Rinpoche's concise version of it, and the new students have still to study this text. So he will explain something for both the old and the new students, something very special. So for the new students it's very easy now because this text has been translated into many languages. The older students have studied it so they can teach it. So there's no reason for Rinpoche to give a word for word or explanation of this.
Dine tan dor dona sanje je rangin karre pam pam pson to yo ne yang ye chol mda wa ha ja man bo re dor dona nyu mum ba de pa de ki ze de pa ni sun de re nyu mum ba de pa ki ze de pa de ma pa kha dan ke ba se pa cha ni dine sanje la pam pam pson to pa ma re
So if one looks at, in brief at this topic of the true nature, what is that then? It is that the Buddha has accomplished the most perfect of abandonments and the most perfect of attainments. So what then is the most perfect of the abandonments? That is, he has given up completely all obscurations. Now there are many different ways of looking at obscurations. It can be divided into many different kinds of categories, but the most general one, or common one, is that of the kleshas, or the emotional obscurations, and of the second category, which deals with, it's even translated as cognitive obscurations or obscurations to omniscience. So all of these two kinds of obscurations or veils, literally, all the stains that they have accumulated, along with all the mental habitual patterns that generate these two kinds of obscurations, those then have been completely effaced. They have been completely exhausted.
Dene nambe lo la sanje namjang dangbo simjin re dangbo ne samje de ba tu ma re dangbo simjin re dangbo simjin yin ba ke dene tepa kimbe la ne dene de samje be se na dene sangye bare ti se na dor do na simjin je ne kap je simje sem nan tru ba ye re simjin je ne kap je simje tru ba jema ba kha da je ba se so ma re dene sang se re tru ba se ba
we In Buddhism, the Buddha, according to Buddhist history, then the Buddha started out as a sentient being, and then, based on his practice of the Mahayana, he became enlightened. So, when one's talking about the perfect abandonment, then one talks about giving up completely, or effacing, or getting rid of completely all the delusions of the mind, all the mental delusions that relate to the situation of sentient beings. And not only all those delusions, but also the stains they've caused and the mental habitual patterns that produce them to begin with. So all of those have been completely eliminated.
Dene tokpan phasom tokpam. Tokpan phasom tokpate. Chenpam zekuchani gavare. Gangchenya dezgyate nanso dene so nire. Nansor kunzop ji chu tam je mandi pa ngonsum de zikwa ta ne sor tu tam be dem ba ne lo kan yin ba te ngonsum de zikwe zipa ni ji cha ni de ne ngonsum de zikwe cha ni je ta chen ba tuan tam ne sor je ta wa yin de zikwe cha ni je ta wa chen ba mune chen ba je ta wa se je de mune ne lo kan yin ba de chen ji ni ba chen ba nansor kunzop tam je mandi ba chen ba la
If one looks at the second aspect, the most perfect kind of attainment or realization, that relates to the Buddha's knowledge or his vision. And that pertains to two different situations. One is the motive appearing of phenomena, and the other is the motive being of phenomena. So, because he has, he sees completely, just as they are, the true nature or the ultimate reality of all phenomena, then the Buddha has what is called that omniscience in relation to the true nature of things, or he sees the true. He sees into the true nature of all phenomena. So he has that aspect of knowledge or wisdom. And he also sees that true nature in the multitude of phenomena. And as many phenomena as appear, he also sees into their true nature. So this second kind of seeing relates then to the apparent reality. The first one is the ultimate reality, and the second is the apparent reality. And in relation to apparent reality, his vision or his seeing is unobscured. No matter how many phenomena arise, he's able to see them clearly. So in this sense, in these two aspects, one dealing with ultimate reality and the other dealing with apparent reality, or one dealing with the mode of being a phenomena and the other dealing with their mode of appearing. In relation to those, all mental delusions have been effaced, and the Buddha has attained perfect has the perfect attainment that comprises complete seeing or deep vision.
Tene pandong phusom chokpa tam pandong tharsim pa ti chikpa re. Pandong phusom chokpa am pandong tharsim pa tam nyamdo nyingye chenpo yang tharsim pa re. 인게 데 가두 건바레 소수께 라마 효께 내가 내 산지 선반난지 유기 건바네 조란 조란 통란 건남 남서야 인게 건니 건든 패때 되네 산게 법값 인게 달신 바레 다 밤밤 달신 똑밤 달신 인게 제보연 달신 벗은 되네 인도도 그래 그래서는 밤바 다 똑밤 달신에 인게 미나 Deni ranga pando de yin maki sama zosigre. Sa pan ranga pamba da toqua.
No.
Yin mecheba.
Ujena mecheba.
Sigre.
No, sir.
Yin jemin. Sigre marbe.
No.
Ah.
Sigre.
Sigre de mare. Deni ta tseba yin jeche montar sin de sena. Ranga pando kangimba. Ran lan kangin hikba. Rangla Pamba the top of your thing, Kang Yaba, Tet of it, Lamte, Sindian Tamjela, Ninja Chamber Top Jet, Tangre. Then Lamsang, Tepa Chamber Lam, Lamsang Top Kavatola, Tepa Ramba Madrava City, then somebody. The Tepa Ramba Madrava City, somebody, they were Ninja Chamber Yabijum Singer. Tam Madrava Mambo somebody.
So the Buddha has not only achieved the perfect attainment, the perfect, the perfection of what is to be given up and what is to be attained, but he has also perfected compassion. And this compassion is perfected from the very beginning when one is just an ordinary individual doing practice through all the different paths, through the path of accumulating through the path of accumulation, through the path of joining, reunion, and through the path of seeing and learning, and no more learning or meditation, and no more meditation. Through all of those five paths, compassion is also being perfected. And because that's true then, when the enlightenment arrives, then naturally as well, one practices for the benefit of other beings, one naturally benefits other beings as well. If one has perfected all that is to be given up and the attainment, but has not perfected compassion, then it's possible that one sort of forgets about others. One might do that. One might recognize or remember other beings. So that's why it's very important to include this third aspect of compassion. And through this compassion then, one shows the path to enlightenment to all sentient beings. And because of this compassion as well, there are many stages along the path that are shown to make this path an easy one to follow along and understand. There are many different stages along the path, and there are many different skillful means. So that makes it possible for many different kinds, actually all sentient beings, to move along the path to enlightenment.
That's a key, Jesus. Sentient Trupa Pakya Jye Sepe Kutsi Bacha is a tra the current. The Sanko Kumoto tra the current. Tra Nambali was a tra. तो पंपसों में चोपर जो भाई ये टीचर ने तो पंपसों चोपर जो जो रे रे सेवा निजी चेंबों थर सुबे जी
ये मैं
Join in Pandis one. Voya, Padgett. They can go by somewhere.
So the six lines of verse. Through extinguishing. Mental delusion. Along with its habitual patterns. Let's drop out the, just the extinguishing mental delusion along with its habitual patterns is known as the most perfect abandonment. Since it sees directly since the mode of appearing and the mode of being are seen directly, most perfect realization. Well, perfecting great loving kindness and compassion. Emanations unceasingly arise.
Okay.
So then we'll chant.
Extinguishing mental delusion along with its habitual patterns is known as the most perfect abandonment, since the mode of appearing and the mode of being are seen directly. It is called the most perfect realization through perfecting great loving kindness and compassion. Emanations unceasingly
Dejem odra vado me baje deva.